Now, I don't know what the real, like, what the real reasoning is behind all of these despicable interferences is, but what I do know is that the actual cost, the actual real cost, that is, from damages as a result of these despicable interferences is quite a number. Oh yeah, like an enormous number, that is. Oh yeah. Because we're not just talking about, like, you know, like, let's play hide and seek here in the backyard or something. Oh no. We're talking about, like, actual businesses here that are being affected. Yeah, that's right. We're not talking about, like, hey, let's put this thing in a small theater so 15 people can see it and then call it a day kind of thing. Oh, no. Like, this is like a gazillion-dollar project type of thing. And so, of course, the damages, the reputable damages, will at least be equivalent to some degree, right? I think that's fair to say, right? Oh yeah, but no worries, the calculator is still running and crunching, so when the final number drops, you know, that number, whatever it will be a number that will no doubt be very, very, very large. Like, unattainably, unimaginably, unflipping believably enormously large, that is. And will for sure be impossible to cover. And we will definitely do our very best when that time comes to fill all you nosy little bastards in on what that final delicious number will be. Oh yeah. You see, this project was very specific in nature. Oh yeah, I mean, not all of the projects that yours truly had in mind, but just this one in particular, because, you know, it was written, created, and developed in a certain way that required all of these interconnected pieces to work and flow a certain way, you know, working with certain people as well as other certain businesses that we won't disclose at the moment. And so the whole idea, process-wise, that is, that we're talking about, or thought process behind all of this, was that if things don't gain any sort of quote-unquote traction out here, then yours truly was quite confident it would gain quote-unquote traction somewhere else. Again, we won't divulge in where these other places are, but let's just say it wasn't all that big of a deal if there was no interest in this thing out here. Like, the expectations were sort of like, if it does great out here, awesome, but if it doesn't, oh well, not the end of the world. Let's move on to this other place or places where it's quite certain to make some noise, if not some very, very, very loud noise, if you all know what I mean. Now, having said all that, yours truly would like to touch on something here briefly. And this is just sort of an opinion thing from yours truly. And that's that in this entertainment shit, no one has to do shit. That's right. No one has to do shit. In other words, that unless a contract is binding of some sorts, where two or more parties have agreed to terms, to some sort of agreement to collaborate or work together to some capacity, then otherwise, no one is obligated to do shit. That's right. As in, no one has to hire anyone, or no one has to work with anyone, etc., etc., etc. And so the point yours truly is trying to make here is that when it comes to this entertainment shit, Beau, shouldn't I take anything personal if things don't go according to, say, their desires or their wants or their hopes? You know, as in, say, this doesn't hire that, or that doesn't work with this, or we're going to choose a different location for this or that. You know, when things don't go the way you wanted it to, sort of thing. Because sometimes, for example, like yours truly just mentioned a second ago, or previously, just had to add that in for fun, but as I was saying, as I mentioned a second ago with a reference to this particular movie thing, or project, or quote-unquote IP, that this thing was already, it was already written, created, and developed in a certain way that required a certain pieces, as in certain people, and businesses and locations that maybe would disappoint others, but it's not like it was going to be the only thing we had in mind to do. So even if it wasn't this time around, maybe down the line we do something different. And so the point once again is you should never take anything personal if things don't go according to your wants or expectations or desires. Does that make sense? And so anyways, back to the topic on these despicable interferences, and we're not confirming whether what I just mentioned has anything to do with these interferences or not, because still, to this day, there's been no real reasoning or explanation behind all of it. At least, nothing confirmed at the moment. But anyways, when these despicable interferences occur, disrupting the process, there's not much else we can do but to keep crunching away at these delicious numbers on that delicious calculator. That's right. Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Quick drink break, really quick. And I'm going to check on that microwave to see if my popcorn is nice and ready. Oh, yeah. That's right. Hang tight. Hang tight. I will be right back. Ooh, that one was stylish. All right, hang on a second.